Hello, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with James Gayden?
Speaking.
I'm calling to conduct an opinion survey about important issues facing your community and the nation, and we would like to include your opinion. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
I know it's still a way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely. Definitely vote.
Can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
66.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Well, at this time, I would say strongly Democrat.
Okay. And now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I think...
In general.
That's a complicated question. Can't just say...
Maybe somewhat
it
satisfied.
It requires a complicated answer. I'm not satisfied at all with what the frickin' Republicans are doing. I hate what they're doing. I think they're destroying our country. The Republicans are.
Maybe somewhat dissatisfied, not very dissatisfied. Is that correct? Somewhat dissatisfied?
Extremely dissatisfied.
Okay.
I think we're headed for trouble because of what the Republicans are doing. We're headed for trouble.
And
Republicans are nothing but trouble.
But generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Lucien Camperez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
The way who? What?
Do you approve or
Mary
disapprove
Lucien of the Camp?
Way? Yes, Mary
Lucien
Camperez. Do you approve her job as Congresswoman? Strongly, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Complicated answer. I think he's doing a lot better job than I thought he would, so I approve.
Okay.
Somewhere
strongly
between somewhat.
Somewhat.
I would say somewhere between those two.
I just have four options. I have strongly approved, somewhat approved.
I understand that.
Which one should I record for you?
Well, it depends on what the topic is. Some I strongly approve of. Some I somewhat approve. Some I disapprove. So it's a complicated question, complicated answer.
Okay,
I would say generally speaking, I'm strongly supportive.
Strongly
approve.
Okay.
Generally speaking, yes.
Yeah, correct. And thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, and I know all are important, but the most important issue, I have growing the economy and creating jobs, improving K-12 education, border security, combating threats to our democracy, reducing crime and gun violence, climate change and protecting the environment, protecting abortion
threat
and
to democracy.
Rights, combating threats and
fighting
inflation and lowering costs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, and protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Would you like to
was
select
that still the
another
same question?
Yeah, correct.
Was that how many can I select?
Just two. And you have the first one, combating threats to our democracy. And the other one?
Combating, and the other one would be,
growing the economy,
protecting social security and, Medicare.
And Medicare. Okay. And now I'd like to raise your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one, okay. Donald Trump. From 0 to 100, how will you rate him?
0. Negative. Negative 100.
And then,
if there was a negative 100, I would give him a negative 100.
0 means unfavorable.
I know.
Okay.
0 is the lowest you can go, so.
And the next one, Mary Lucien Camp Perez. From 0 to 100, how would you rate her?
Somewhat favorably, so I would give her a 65.
Okay. The next one, Raul Garcia. From 0 to 100.
I don't know who that is.
Never heard of? Okay. The next one, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
I'll give him a 90.
90. Maria Cantwell, from 0 to 100.
Well, I know who she is and what she does, but I don't know what she's done recently, but I think she's headed in the right direction, so I'll give her a 90.
90. The next one is Joe Kent from 0 to 100.
Joe Kent?
Yes.
I've never heard of that person.
Okay. The next one, MAGA Republicans in general from 0 to 100.
What Republicans in general?
MAGA Republicans.
Oh, MAGA, 0.
Yeah. 0. And the last one, woke liberals in Congress, from 0 to 100.
I say the more woke, the better, so 95, 99,
give them a 99. Okay. And if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Lucien Camp Perez?
Democrat Mary Lucien Camp Perez.
And even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent? Small chance, just a very slight chance or not chance at all that you might support him?
Not at all.
And
I don't know him, but I don't know who he is, but
okay.
I'm really against Republicans right now.
Okay. Now we're almost done with the survey. We are 75%. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. And for each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if it is not at all important. 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and 10 if you think it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. Again, you may use any number between 0 and 10. And the first quality or attribute is someone who will fight to protect our democracy. From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
Someone who shares your values?
10.
A fighter for the middle class? How important?
10.
Working mom who understands the needs of families?
Working mom who understands the needs of family? Is that what you
Correct.
Said?
Yes, from 0 to 10, how important is that? Okay. An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties?
Independent who will oppose the extreme in both parties? Is that what you said?
The extremist in both parties. Will oppose the extremists in both parties.
Independent.
Correct.
Well, they have sometimes a tendency to go the wrong direction, so I'd say five.
Five. And the last one, a small business owner. How important is that, and your member of Congress, from 0 to 10?
I would say they're somewhat biased, so five.
Five, okay. And now we're basically in the last part of the survey. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Lucien Camporet. And please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means the statement is very convincing reason to support Mary Lucien Camporet for Congress. 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means the statement is not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. Just 3 statements. The first one is, Mary Lucien Camporet believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community college, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. After hearing that, how convincing was that from 0 to 10?
Could you repeat what you're asking? What is the exact question? What is the precise question?
Yeah.
Regarding this statement.
10 means that statement is very convincing reasons to support Mary Lucien Camporet for Congress. 5 means somewhat convincing, and 0 means the statement is not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. From 0 to 10? Or I can repeat the statement if you want.
I'm trying to decide because it's a complicated question. And, you know, I have a tendency to be somewhere in the middle, but I guess maybe a 6.
Okay. And the last 2, Mary Lucien Camporet isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the trade and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that to support her for Congress? You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just trying to process that. I don't want to give shallow responses. You know, I think this stuff is important.
I understand.
I think this is important, and I don't want people to use this to manipulate people to voting for them. So I think it's important to be honest. Out of all of those, if you can boil down all those questions and do one, the most important thing is to be honest.
Correct.
So using these statements to manipulate people to voting for them is deceptive. So I kind of don't like any of this. But anyway, six.
Okay. And the last one. Mary Lucien Camporet is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being. But Mary supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. After hearing that, from 0 to 10, how convincing reason to support her for Congress?
I think that's deceptive because I don't think she was involved in that. She might have been one of the people who signed that. I'll give her credit for that, but that's it. Five.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Lucien Compress?
Democrat. I thought she was independent.
She's Democrat. But now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. This is random, and others will hear the statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means the statement gives you serious doubt about
I do not trust Republicans, so they're all going to be 0. No matter what you say about him,
I'm required
0.
To read verbatim. Can you please help me out? It's just 2 statements. I will read you very fast, okay? The first one. Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. After hearing that, serious doubt, some doubt or no doubt at all, to support Joe Kent for Congress. From 0 to 10.
I'm not going to support him whatsoever based on that.
Is that a 10? 10 means serious doubt about supporting.
10 means serious doubt? 10.
Correct. Okay. And the last one. We can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which will then lower costs, but will lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. After hearing that, serious doubts, some doubts, or no doubts at all?
Serious doubts.
Is that a 10? Okay. And after hearing
serious doubt.
And after hearing more about Joe Kent, will you say you are more likely to support him for Congress or less likely?
Less likely.
Much less or just somewhat less?
Very much less.
And now in your own words, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
It goes against everything I believe.
Okay.
I don't think they have a right to tell women what to do with their bodies. I don't think medical insurance should be privatized. I don't think Social Security should be privatized. They don't care about the environment. They don't care about people's rights. They care more about guns than they do about people's rights to live. It's horrible.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Just let me record that. And now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only and we're done. Can you please tell me what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Divorce.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Depends on the issue. I guess so. I would say somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, okay. And the last question, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
What was the first part of the question?
How often do you
how
attend church
often?
Or religious
never.
Services? Never, okay?
Never.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.